This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Activist James O'Keefe has released another selectively edited tape today, this time targeting CNN political commentator Van Jones. Van's going to weigh in on it for the first time in a moment, but first here's what O'Keefe chose to publish from the secretly recorded conversation.
Hey, man. We met in Palm Springs a few years back.
Good to meet you, man. You good?
Yeah. How you been? What are you doing? What do you think is going to happen this week? I mean, with the whole Russia thing.
The Russia thing is just a big nothing bug.
Really? You don't think that...
There's nothing there you can do.
And Van Jones joins us now. So just explain what happened here. Who were you talking to? Where were you? What was the context?
Okay, so I was standing outside the bureau in Los Angeles, you know, and I'll talk to anybody. I don't care. Janitor, homeless person, police officer, pop star, I'll talk to anybody. So a guy comes up and he starts engaging me in conversation. I talk to everybody. And he starts asking these questions around what's going on in American politics. As you know, I have been beating the drum about progressives going so far overboard on Russia. The news industry should be going in on Russia because anytime you got the President of the United States under investigation by the FBI, that is a news story. But progressives have to be very careful that we don't put all our eggs in that basket, because the chances of this cowardly Republican Party actually impeaching and then removing a president, something that's never happened, I think is very, very slight. And so I was about to go into that. I said, there's nothing you can do. And then a bunch of my guys from CNN came out. We started talking. So he took that little bitty thing and made it seem like I was out here saying that there's nothing wrong that Donald Trump has been doing. This guy is a hoaxer. He's a fraudster. He's been convicted. He's paid fines. They have to apologize. He's a scumbag. And he does this stuff all the time.
So when on the tape you say that the Russian investigation was a big nothing burger, what do you mean?
I meant for progressives to keep jumping up and down about this doesn't make a lot of sense, because you've got a bunch of us who are acting as if this guy's going to be impeached tomorrow, that Trump is going to be impeached and he's going to be gone. Listen, from a political point of view, if you're looking honestly, you do not have the ability to both impeach and remove this guy. So from a political point of view, it's a nothing burger. You've got to be focused on real stuff like jobs, health care, addiction, and stay focused on the substantive issues.
Which you're saying they're not talking
people.
Enough about.
No, yeah, you're talking about stuff that's not going to register for ordinary people. It's nothing for ordinary people. Real people are going to be worried about jobs, health care, addiction, that kind of stuff. We've got to stay focused on that.
So who is CNN addressing when they're spending so much time on this alleged nothing burger? Van Jones, oh gosh, don't you love the hypocrisy of them? Look at they get caught, their hands in the cookie jar, crumbs all over their face, and they're still claiming some sort of plausible deniability. I guess, you know, if you want to believe Van Jones, that's really what he meant, fine and well. But, you will also know people by their actions. And there is plenty of evidence right there, whether it was, from the top, from Jeffrey Zuckerberg on down and the editorial staff controlling what they, focused on. Well, you've got it right. I mean, great observation. You're exactly right, Van Jones. The people are concerned about jobs, these real things that make a difference, that lifts them out of poverty that they've been decimated by from the previous administration. You've got it exactly right, but your actions are not consistent with your words. There is the hypocrisy, and you're covering yourself, because I'm sure, they're probably going, okay, you better come up with something here and try to, find some sort of credibility. And that's where CNN is right now. Their brand has taken such a big hit because they've been so greatly exposed. There's no apology there is no, and I believe an honest moment to even reconcile with their audience and anybody else who happens to come in contact with them.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you with us as we continue to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads on this very independent Bill Martinez live show. I might say independence might be the theme of it, Lolo girl, let me tell you, because just around the corner is something that we all love to celebrate, which is our independence, the 4th of July, just around the corner, right?
But it's a real special time for us because our little girl, actually, her birthday is July 3rd, and then our little boy, his gotcha day in China was July the 4th.
Oh, so wow.
We have a lot to celebrate. So getting them our independence, and my husband's a great cook, and so it's always a great time to be feasting. It's kind of like Thanksgiving down south. Another reason to have another celebration to eat a whole lot of food.
And so Lauren Kitchen Stewart is independent from the kitchen over this period of time as well, right?
Well, y'all know that I'm not a cook. I could be, I think. I used to be. But my husband is like, you're not allowed in the kitchen. That's my domain. He is
well,
a
he loves
chef.
It. He loves doing this.
He,
I mean, he takes
addicted.
Over,
like,
get out of his way. Yeah, just bring your appetite. That's all you got to do, right?
Well, pretty much. And he'll cook whatever you want, whatever country that you're interested in and have a love for. I mean, he does Mediterranean. He does Chinese. He does Mexican. He does Japanese. I mean, all of it. I mean, that's his passion. So I go to bed before him at night. He's a extreme night owl, worse than me. And I'll get up in the morning, and I'm like, what were you cooking last night? Like, he experiments. And, and I got on to him the other day because he was experimenting, and he didn't like what he made, and he threw it down the trash disposal. I'm like, listen, there are children starving all over the world, and the dogs or the birds could have had that. Don't you ever throw anything away again.
You sound like your mother.
I do. I've become my mother. My grandmother, anyway.
Exactly. Well, ladies and gentlemen, of course, Lauren Kitchen Stewart, she's staying above the fray. It's a life, according to Lauren. National radio personality, TV personality, college professor, motivational speaker, over 25 years. You've got to be nearing 30 years in the media. I mean, we still say 25 years. You can find her on Facebook.
It's 27.
27 to be exacto mundo, because that's the way she is. That's the way she rolls. She's a very precise individual. You can find her on Facebook at Living Life with Lauren and on Instagram under Lauren Kitchen Stewart. That's the way you connect with her. And of course, if you want
to come see me, I make quesadillas and eggs.
Yeah, but Robin, but you'll enjoy Robin, because the one thing that Lauren didn't tell you about is that whatever country he goes to, he wears the appropriate hat and outfit in order to match it, because you've got to be in the mood, right?
He's listening to this going, hey, I lost your noodle.
Exactly. Well, it's the sombrero. The sombrero gets in the way. It gets mixed up with the nachos. And, hey, why not? You know, get the mariachis going. Everybody's having a good time. Well,
that's right.
Lauren, it's been a week of weeks for Donald Trump. I think another good week. You know, what we're finding out is all this fake news, things that he's been tweeting about. You know, it's interesting, as bad a time as the media was giving him, I'm talking about mainly the mainstream media was giving him, about his criticism of the news, Russia, you know, go on round down the line. I mean, at every turn, Trump is being validated, and of course they're not about to admit that. I mean, the facts just speak for themselves loud and clear, don't they?
They do. And I think most of us Americans are going, yeah, this is par for the course, because you and I talked about this earlier. We love it that he doesn't back down. He's not in it for a fight. He's just like, this is what's happening. This is not new for him. And so he just kind of lets it roll. You know, he deals with it, but he's not incapacitated by it. And that's what makes us, that were for him from the beginning, feel glad that we did. Because he's not changing his tune. He seems solid, you know, in his convictions and his responses. And it's not like we're going, well, who are we going to get today? Or, you know, who's he going to try to smooth up to? I mean, he is what he is, and that's what we like about him. And we were all tired of, I guess, politics and not knowing who people really were, and that people were in it for their own gain.
Yes.
And I don't think he was. I mean, I really don't. I mean, I don't even think he thought he was going to win. I think he was like, hey, I'm an American citizen. I care about this country. I'm a businessman. We need to see things turned around. Instead of, like, you know, just getting out there and talking about it, why don't I throw my, you know, hat in the ring? And he did, and it turned out well for him. So I think for all of us, we feel like we have representation that's kind of like us. I mean, not that all of us grew up in the lap of luxury like he did.
Right.
But even if, like, you watch The Apprentice and stuff, I mean, he can be down to earth about things, too. Yeah.
Well, there's some values. I mean, look at his family. His family represents his values. And I think that, and this is, I think one of the things that will be written about him in his legacy is that Donald Trump was true to himself. I mean, he wouldn't allow any of his kids to act up the way too many Americans are acting up in this country, taking it for granted, not putting in a hard day's work, looking for a handout instead of a hand up, and some of these things that, not because they're mean-spirited, because he's valued those things over time and said these are good things that his grandfather and his father taught him, that he's taught his kids, and look at them. And so it's kind of ironic, as critical as you say, people would want to be about Donald Trump, because there's certain things. I mean, we're all characters, and we all got stories that we won't necessarily told and exposed out there.
Exactly.
But we're human, okay? And here's a guy who decided to leave the comfort of his multi-billion-dollar business and penthouse suites all over the place to say, you know what, I think I can make a difference. I think I can help America out. God bless him. I mean, if that doesn't deserve our support and us getting behind him, and I'm not expecting 100%, but those that are kind of like on the border, I'm going, wait a minute, can you not see what he is doing just by virtue of what's been said about him? These people, you know, whether it's CNN and the other purveyors of fake news, I believe, just like the prophets of old, Lauren, you know, I mean, we don't necessarily have to stone them because they didn't, you know, but still, they need to be set aside, because look at, if they're out there presenting a point of view and predicting something, whether it's Al Gore or CNN or the mainstream media, and it doesn't come true, to me, they lose credibility. I mean, Susan Rice, what kind of credibility does she have today? Because, you know, lying and Susan Rice have become synonymous. And I know that probably hurts her. Maybe it does. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe she just thinks, oh, well, that's just those conservatives and they all think that way. But I got to tell you, even liberals, I think even a guy like Van Jones would probably say, yeah, she's just not very honest.
Well, and when I flip through and I see people just going off about him, like, I'm a big Robert De Niro fan, and I don't know if y'all have seen his endless tirade, but I'm like, I am so aggravated at you. I mean, and like, my voice is going to matter to Robert De Niro, but I'm like, I want to write him a letter and tell him I'm not going to watch his movies anymore. Right. You know what I mean? I just, when I'm flipping through, I'm like, you know, at some point, respect the presidency. I was not a Barack Obama fan, but at some point I respected his presidency, his office, and
exactly,
to know that somebody's doing a good job. I mean, we have proof of what's happening in our nation. there are good things that are happening. We're trying to get things aligned, get things, you know, pulled back around. But I think I told y'all a couple weeks ago, I was talking to a friend of mine, and I was like, girl, you're drinking the Kool-Aid. She was like, well, you know, the debt, we're only in debt because George Bush put us in debt. And
okay, wait a minute. All right. I got it.
I got to hit the
pause button for just a minute because we got to take a break. We'll be right back. More from the Lolo Girl, Lauren Kitchen Stewart, right after this.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Yes, we're talking with the Lolo Girl, Lauren Kitchen Stewart, national radio TV personality. No. Hey, look it. Hey, you know, what you're saying, Lauren, is what so many of us are feeling. And, you know, we're getting it. We're trying to figure this out and going, I mean, you don't know how many times I'm thinking, I'm going, boy, this looks like a duck, talks like a duck. And then you tune into some of these media outlets and you go,
God, I must be a total knucklehead. What am I missing here? You know, where is the disconnect? And like you were saying that when I so rudely interrupted you, and I apologize, please forgive me, about your girlfriend who's into the Kool-Aid. So continue on with that story.
Well, just that she was saying, and she was talking to me, just, it was a matter of fact, because, you know, we're just in debt as a nation, because I brought up the national debt. She said, because Barack Obama inherited the debt from George Bush. I'm like, lady, go online, do research, and look at the debt, the national debt, before Barack Obama came in. Look after 8 years, where we are compared to 8 years. Not because he inherited that. Look at that. Look at the past 4 years of his presidency.
Right.
I'm like, it's out there. The facts
are
there.
It's not like
the old days where we had to go to the library and get in a, you know, get in those little drawers and get on some big old antiquated computer to find that information. You got your phone.
You had to know the right Dewey. There. What happened to the Dewey Decimal System? You know, I loved it just because I could say Dewey Decimal System. In fact, I want a T-shirt that says Dewey Decimal System.
The card catalog. Remember the card catalog?
Exactly. Oh, my gosh, yes. Yeah, you know, and the thing is, it's interesting because I've had this discussion as well where people would, you know, blame things on George Bush. And I said, okay, let me explain to you, first of all, what happened. We got ahead. We got on top of the budget. But at what expense? Remember, Bill Clinton closed down military bases. He blighted the military. And then comes 9/11. Guess what? You know, we're sending our sons and daughters overseas to fight a war. And guess what? They're not outfitted. They're sending letters saying, Mom, Dad, go to Home Depot. Get me some sheet metal. Send it down here because we need to reinforce the Humvee. You go, say what?
Yeah, they didn't have the protection they needed.
They didn't have it. So he blighted the military. So he did it through accounting, moved money away from the military. It all looks good, except we had to go to war. So that's the big difference with George W. Bush. We had to go to war. We had to fight for our freedom and the freedoms of other, and then take all that money and flush it down the toilet because Barack Obama in his theories came in and said, oh, I got a better idea. Well, look what that better idea got us. You know, we lost Iraq. Afghanistan is in a humongous mess, the longest war we've been in, because of the way he wanted to micromanage it in much the same way that LBJ wanted to micromanage and did micromanage Vietnam, which is a huge study in and of itself. So all these things contributed, and the fact that Barack Obama doubled the debt. He doubled it single-handedly. Mm-hmm. And what do we got to show for it? All these crony capitalists got a bunch of money, according to Peter Schweitzer. You know, those people that bundled, did all the bundling for his election. Lauren, you'd love this deal. How would you like to get for every dollar that you bundled for the president that you got 28,000 ROI, return on investment? That was the people's money. Remember all the stimulus and everything? Mm-hmm. A big part of that money went to all these crony capitalists. So you know, it makes me sad when people come and they want to argue these things and they don't have the facts. They go, please, have some depth, you know, more than a bumper sticker when you want to talk about these issues. Because, you know, I want to know more myself. I'm hoping that you've put in your time and effort to learn about the topic so we can advance the conversation and really get down to the nitty gritty. But it starts with a pursuit of the truth. If you're not going to pursue the truth and just pursue ideology, we're going to be stuck in a bucket of gum and just keep going round in circles. And guess what? The elites are going to continue to have their way with us at our expense. Isn't that cool?
Well, yeah, and I see that happening more and more. And so that's why we encourage our listening family to study as an individual. Like you're saying, to know what the facts are. Like I did some research, and I think we might have talked about this too, that the first ladies, most of them that had two assistants, I think maybe one first lady had four assistants, and they're all paid by tax dollars.
Yeah.
And then Michelle Obama had like 22. You know, little things like that.
Yeah. Why do you need 22?
Well, tell me. And, you know, and something else I feel, this is my personal feeling, and Rob and I talk about it. Any other job, whatever your job is, even if you were Donald Trump, you know, before he was president, if you took a vacation, the company didn't pay for it.
Right.
That was your own money. You know what I'm saying? That should be your own money. Well, the president's make, to me, when the president goes on vacation, now, if it's work-related, that's different. But if they're going on a family vacation, that should be paid for out of their salary.
Exactly.
Not the American people. Why aren't we paying for people's vacations? We got to save up for our own.
Well, especially
so
the vacations
like that
Yeah, and the vacations the Obamas took, I mean, you know, suddenly he's Hawaiian's favorite child, and so now he's got to go there, and I mean, it's millions of dollars. And it's not just
the
president.
Well, that's something else that people appreciated about Donald Trump, that he's like, look, I don't need a salary, I don't need your money. Everybody knows he doesn't. I mean, it's a known fact that he is a very wealthy person. He's not doing it for the money. He cares about the American people. Even remember when it was Air Force One, I think, they were going to remake it?
Yes, exactly.
And it was going to cost like $1 trillion. I mean, I'm being funny.
No, it was four.
No,
the bill they presented, $400 billion. Boeing said,
okay,
hey, we're going to fix this up. It's $400 billion. He goes, I don't think so. And, you know, and they never had a pushback before. And all of a sudden they said, well, I think we could do it for 200. You know, same plane, same build out, everything else. And just by questioning, you save a couple of $100 billion.
Well, and that's all of us paying for it. That's
exactly.
I think that people aren't stopping and going, wait a second, I want somebody there that cares about the greater good of my pocketbook. And not having to pay. My husband is self-employed. I mean, you're self-employed. I mean, when you're self-employed, I mean, you have to pay a bunch of taxes. Those of you that work for companies like I did, it was nice because they took it all out. A lot of times you got money back. People that are self-employed, I mean, it is very difficult for them because you got to set all that money aside. So at the end of the year or quarterly, however you choose to do it, you have enough money to pay your taxes. And
exactly.
It's hard to do that for people this day and age.
Yeah, I keep forgetting which coffee can I put it in and where I buried it. That's I spend more time looking for the cash I've tried to hide away, right?
I know. He just talked about that recently because we're going to put his beautiful Antebellum home on the market. And it's, you know, it's been since 1864 it was built, and it just has so much history. And
my
dad really took a hit in 2008 with stock and stuff, and so he's like, I don't know, that backyard's looking pretty good to me right about now. You know, I mean, people, you jest, but people think that. They're like, where's my money saved? I'm going to put it right back there in my Folgers can.
Exactly. Why not? This week, talk about affirming the Supreme Court gave us a break, and they said that President Trump was not that far off, and they supported his decision for the travel ban. I think it was a real slapdown on these activist judges, you know, trying to blunt the president's authority to protect we the people. And so, the majority decision, I like what Justice Thomas wrote in the decision. He said, today's compromise will burden executive officials with the task of deciding, and what it was, the compromise that they made, even though most of the travel ban was put into place, they were able to compromise, and they put in some exceptions in there, and that's what Justice Thomas wrote about. He says, whether individuals from the six affected nations wish to enter the United States have a sufficient connection to a person or entity in this country, the compromise also will invite a flood of litigation until this case is finally resolved on the merits as parties and courts struggle to determine what exactly constitutes a bona fide relationship. So what they're saying is that if you have a understandable relationship, which is somewhat limited because, you know, it's like everybody up to grandma. Grandma, grandpa,
right.
They're not part of it, but everybody else up to can be. And, I mean, this is one humongous administrative error because the court itself could not get over the hump. It's in that, in that place where they shouldn't be that you and I talked about. You know, when it gets into the role of compassion, that is not their job, especially at the Supreme Court level. It's about justice. It's about maintaining a level playing field. When they get compassionate, then they always have to do it at somebody's expense, and here it is, they're doing it at our expense once again, you know.
Well, and don't you feel like, as far as keeping our country safe, that no matter what side you play on, the left or the right, that you would look around at other countries like London, for example, or look at England, look at what happened in London, and go, we don't want that to happen in our country. You know, I mean, it's like things have happened in other countries, even France, where we should go, I don't want to do it that way. You know, we've got to step back and make decisions to keep our country safe.
Say goodnight, Lolo.
Good night, everybody. Have a great weekend.
Lord bless you. Happy 4th of July, huh?
Happy 4th, everybody. God bless America.
This report is brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb. Anyone touched by cancer knows it's a battle, but you don't fight cancer alone. It takes a community. Actor Eric Stone Street rejoins the Ready, Raise, Rise campaign to raise awareness of immuno-oncology, an evolving area of research that uses the body's own immune system to help fight cancer. This year, Eric needs your help to raise money for cancer research and support programs.
I'm one of millions of Americans all too familiar with cancer, and I know how important the support of a loved one can be during the fight. I'm challenging you, America, to help me raise money for cancer advocacy groups and research. Go to ReadyRaiseRise.com to support someone you love with cancer. Actions you take by July 31st can help us reach our goal for Bristol-Myers Squibb to donate $150,000 to participating cancer advocacy groups. So go online now. We can fight cancer together.
Go to ReadyRaiseRise.com to join the challenge.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right?
Father, I adore you, not lay my life.
Like me fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Melissa Francis, yes, we finally got together here. This has been a long time coming. It's because every time I see her, I go, well, she's supposed to be on with me. Well, no, she's on TV right now. She's doing. They have you nonstop busy, lady.
You know, I just can't possibly suck up enough airtime over here. I'm just, I have to have as much airtime as I possibly can. What can I say?
Well, it's just that you're so doggone good. You know, they know a good thing. Absolutely. Well, Melissa Francis, you know, we know her on Fox, but a lot of people are, you know, are growing to know more and more of your childhood, that you were a childhood star, Little House on the Prairie, and you grew up there, and since then gone on to author best-selling memoir, Diary of a Stage Mother's Daughter, and anchored CNBC's Power Lunch, The Call, and On the Money. You currently host, they say, 2 daily business shows on Fox Business Network. But it's not only Fox Business Network, but Fox as well. I mean, I see you everywhere.
Yeah, Thank you so much for that. Yeah, I mean, they're keeping me busy over here. They're making sure they get every dime out of me that they put in. So they put me on all day long. No, I'm kidding. I love it. I can't possibly get enough. It's so much fun. But, you know, it's funny. I sort of remade myself as a television journalist, and I've been in this career since I graduated from college. I don't want to calculate those years because, you know, I'm trying to pretend like I'm much younger than I am, although the Internet has sort of ruined that. But I would say I was on Outnumbered not too long ago, and that's our noontime show. We sit around a couch on Fox News Channel, and people come by, and they tap on the window like we're goldfish, and, you know, we swim over to the sides to say hi to them. And on the way out of the studio, we walked through this breezeway, and there are kind people who stop there and want to take pictures and all that kind of stuff, and we're so appreciative to see them. But somebody sat me one day and said, you know, will you sign my book? And I said, you're going to be so disappointed when you see my name. The ladies coming out behind me are a lot more famous. And she said, oh, no, I know you. You're the Little House on the Prairie one. Oh. And it kind of struck me that this is this thing that I've been, you know, trying to prove I'm bigger than for so long. You know, I had this career in Hollywood. You know, with more than 100 commercials, I started when I was six months old. I did movies and TV shows and all this stuff. And I realized I learned so many great things.
Exactly.
And I've led my life based on those principles. Why am I trying to get away from it? Instead, why don't I write it down, make it to the survival guide, and give it to my kids?
Well, exactly.
That's your life.
Well, did you think the lady wasn't going to notice the bonnet that was on your head as you were walking down the hallway?
I mean, the metal pail.
Yeah, a little bit of a giveaway is all, you know. But you know, what a great run for you, and to be around somebody like Michael Landon as well, and he's all part of your book Lessons from the Prairie. I mean, some great stories that really. Remind us of our humanity and the precious things of life that come out in your book.
It's really true. You know, I mean, he had a lot of issues or whatever in his personal life. I mean, I don't want to deny that. I don't know what really happened. You know, I always saw him on the cover of The Enquirer. But what I know of him was as one of the most tremendous leaders and bosses I've ever met. I mean, he led by example. He was incredible. He realized to make a mint in Hollywood, you had to own the show, write it, produce it, direct it, create it, star in it. He was the first one there in the morning. He was the last one to leave at night. He rolled up his sleeves and he worked at least as hard as everybody else. He was no diva. He was buddies with the crew. His dressing room was small. And by example, ours was too. If it was good enough for him, it was good enough for us. But he treated the person behind the camera, the person doing the makeup, the person driving the truck, with at least as much respect and dignity as everybody else, as the people in front of the camera. And he really taught me, you know, to work with pride, feel proud of the job that you're doing, work as hard as you can, contribute with a group, respect your coworkers. And that feeling, that thrill that you get, and that feeling of power and independence when someone outside the family pays you for a job well done, you go, wow.
Exactly.
I can make my way in this world. It's so empowering. And it was a lesson that I learned really early, and it was different from other sets. You know, I mean, it wasn't just the job, because I was on, you know, like I said, I started when I was 6 months old. I was on hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of sets in my lifetime.
Yeah.
And this one was unique, and I learned such amazing lessons that I'm desperate to impart among my children, that I wrote them down really for them. I mean, it's 9 or 10 bite-sized lessons in the book that you can read the chapters in any order. I try and make it funny and entertain you. You'll laugh. I mean, I'm very self-deprecating. You'll laugh at all the pies to the face I've taken in my lifetime. But the lessons are the things that I am desperate for my children to know. And I really wrote it for them and for talk radio listeners. I mean, you talk radio listeners are the smartest people out there. I mean, you guys are listening with your mind. When you watch television, there's the visual element. If you're sitting there listening to the words on your radio, music is beautiful, but you're listening to thoughtful conversation. You are really intellectual. You are really hungry for stuff. You would love this in particular.
Well, you're engaging a dimension on radio that somehow is robbed when you see it visually, and that is that you're engaging the imagination. The true core of people's creativity and emotions is right there. And so this is what I love about being in the radio business. It's been 45 years of my life. And, and it's cool to see and for you to take these nuggets that you've picked up along the way. And it is about, you know, happiness. And it was kind of, I I guess surprised that it was a surprise, you know, these surprising secrets. And maybe it's, they're only a surprise because they're kind of things that we've known, but we just don't really take it, you know, we kind of take them for granted a little bit. So it's good that we're reminded. So remind our audience of some of these surprising secrets that you talk about.
Yeah. I mean, let me hit on a few quickly. You know, when I wrote my first book, it was about overcoming a blessed and challenging childhood. And a lot of people wrote to me and said they had the exact same experience that I did. And when I read their experience, it was kind of nothing like what I went through. But what was common was that they were brought to their knees by life. I mean, really brought to their knees. And I think every one of us has been there at some point or another, and you have to figure out how to scrape your bones up off the ground and keep going. I've come up with a formula to turn disaster into your golden opportunity. And what I mean by that is where you end up in a place better than where you are knocked down from. And I came by this formula the hard way by having to do it myself a number of times. And I've gone out, I've given speeches on it, and you know, people write to me later and say it changed their lives. I tell you very easily how to do it in the book. I show you examples of how I've done it. But I also talk about things like, you know, I mean, we are all so hard on ourselves. And I think that one of the negative externalities of this lean-in culture is that we feel so much pressure to always press harder and always feel bad about kind of where you are rather than stopping and enjoying it and counting your blessings. And I say, don't lean in. Sit down and take a load off. Maybe have a glass of wine. Congratulate the person next to you. Give yourself a hug. And take account of what you have achieved. And I don't mean don't work really hard, because obviously I work so hard in my life. But there's a point that you have to celebrate what you have and also not kind of push yourself to false examples. You know, there are no supermen and women. You know, if you see Superwoman, strangle her with her fake cape, because it's not real. It's not real. We've got to give ourselves a break. And there's also, you know, don't try not to be a lunatic if at all possible. You know, when we drive ourselves crazy by being jealous of the person next to you, envious of the coworker who's getting more than you, rather than focusing on yourself, not only what you have, but doing your job well. You know, you can be your own worst enemy. It's hard to understand those concepts very quickly. If you read them and you read how I've made the mistakes in those territories, you'll kind of see it for yourself, I think. But really, I think one of the best lessons is how to come back from disaster. I really have a foolproof way to do it.
Well, Melissa, I appreciate your heart and your vulnerability, your openness to share these golden nuggets, lessons from the prairie, the surprising secrets of happiness, success, and sometimes just survival that you learned on America's Favorite Show. Melissa Francis, thank you so much. The book, congratulations on it. It is available at all the usual places, and of course, we'll link it on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Have yourself a blessed day. Thank you.
In the know, I'm Andy Solomon. According to a recent survey, when it comes to setting the mood for a backyard gathering, 87% believe fire never goes out of style, but they also say they hate the smoky, sooty mess. TV host and landscape designer and contractor, Sarah Bendrick, has a clean solution to this dirty problem.
Tiki Brand has reinvented, redesigned the fire experience for tabletops with these clean burn tabletop fire pieces. They deliver a brilliant flame without any of the smoky mess.
Available at most big box stores, these fire pieces come in a huge variety of styles, colors, and sizes.
They're designed to be used with only clean burn torch fuel, which is a plant-based formula that provides a clean burn with little to no smoke and no stinky gas or petroleum smell. And it creates a brighter flame, perfect for nights spent outside with friends.
To help set your outdoor mood and for more information and a special coupon, go to tikibrand.com/promotions. Now you're in the know from Tiki Brand. In Money's annual Best Cell Phone Plan rankings for 2017, T-Mobile was the only wireless company to earn top honors in two categories. T-Mobile One walked away with Best Unlimited Plan and Best Family Plan. Here's Julie Goldthwait, VP of Marketing, T-Mobile.
This year, the editors at Money evaluated everything from network speeds to value and perks. Of the 100 plans from 15 providers they looked at, T-Mobile One was the best unlimited plan because of its amazing value, great network, and fantastic perks, like giving our customers an hour of go-go in-flight domestic Wi-Fi and free data and texting in over 140 countries and destinations.
And according to the 2017 rankings, when it comes to family plans, T-Mobile can't be beat.
Money editors also picked T-Mobile One as the best family plan because we include taxes and fees in our pricing, and we never make families share data. Everyone is unlimited.
For more, Search for Money's best cell phone plans of 2017 and visit T-Mobile.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
Let freedom ring. Everyone does sing. Let the whole world know that today is the day of reckoning.
Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. George Barna, we're able to get him away from the book project. He's been buried up over his earlobes on this, and he's given us a few moments, so it's always good to have George here. George, Executive Director of the American Culture and Faith Institute. He has filled executive roles in politics, marketing, advertising, media development, research, and ministry. Founded the Barna Research Group back in 1984 and decided to make a bazillion dollars, so he sold it to some other people that are taking charge of the Barna Group now. So all is well. I mean, freedom is ringing in the Barna household, right?
Wait a minute. I want to go back to that bazillion dollar part. I think I blew something over there.
Is that a phone use kind of thing? Is that what you're telling me?
Oh, wow.
Hey, just putting it out there, that's all. But that's my prophetic vision for George Barna. I mean, you've been such a blessing to all of us, and you're worthy of bazillions. I want you to know that.
Well, thank you. Just don't tell my wife. She'll expect it in the mail. So.
Exactly. No, I understand. I know how that works. Hey, we want to talk about Americans, their increasing concern about children. You know, and George, I got to tell you, this is what I've been most concerned about. You know, and I always thought it was interesting in the Bible. You know, you read these parts where, you know, the kings were getting judged, and then God would say, it's not going to happen in your life, but it'll happen to your kids. I got to tell you, when I read that, it really, you know, just, you know, it hurts my heart. And I think about where we are right now in this country, and are we doing a bit of the same? Is the judgment that should be falling on us going to end up falling on our kids?
Yeah, I mean, it could well be. And the worst part in some ways is that parents look to the future, and other adults are looking to the future of our kids.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying, you know what, if you think it's bad now, and we do, it's only going to get worse.
Exactly.
And, yeah, so then you look at all the data of, you know, what they think is going on, what they think is going to go on. And it comes back to that definition of insanity. If you want different adults, you can't keep doing the same thing over and over. And yet what we see is adults saying, well, you know, maybe if we do more of the same, but we do it harder, we do it bigger, we do it faster,
mm-hmm.
things will work out better. And I just don't see how that works.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on it. And of course, you know, what happened in 9/11 and Jonathan Cahn wrote about was the defiance of Israel represented back in Isaiah 10. We have the defiance now of America saying, you know, to your point, if we built it bigger and taller and we were more fortified, that we'd be protected instead of looking to God and saying, God, what did we do that we've brought this judgment upon ourselves?
Yeah, I mean, it's shocking. You look at this information, and one of the questions that we asked is, are your kids better off or worse off if they're exposed to certain things? And we gave them a list of 13 or 14 different things that kids commonly are exposed to.
Mm-hmm.
And we found that, you know, people were saying, well, gosh, if they spend more time with extended family or engaged in church activities or reading the Bible or, you know, looking at fine art, you know, they'll be better off for those things. But then they're going to be worse off if they spend a bunch of time with television and pop music and current movies and mm-hmm. video games and social media and so forth. And then you look at, well, how are kids spending their time?
Yeah.
And who's in charge of the kids? And what we're finding is they're doing everything that adults in this country say, well, that's not going to work out well for them.
Right.
But that's exactly what's happening. So at some point, adults have to say, wait a minute, we have a responsibility in this. We can't allow kids to manage their own lives because they're kids. They don't
exactly.
know any better. They don't know the difference. We see it. They can't. And so we've got to step in, but that's not what's going on.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're referring to this new nationwide survey among adults conducted by American Culture and Faith Institute that raises questions about how children are being raised, the condition they experience these days, and what their future will be like, as George is referring to. No doubt there is a huge negative cultural impact, right, George?
Very much so. And, you know, I mean, it's obvious to everybody. That's one of the things that's amazing when you do this kind of research. I sit here sometimes and say, why did I bother to do this? Everybody must know this.
Yeah.
And yet, when we put it out, first of all, a lot of people say, oh, I didn't realize. Well, okay, so maybe we're asleep at the wheel a bit. But then, secondly, sometimes we find that, well, really people didn't want to realize. And with a lot of adults, it's because we're so busy dealing with our own stuff that we're not really taking care of what's happening with our kids, or, you know, we're so selfish that we're not looking down the line and thinking about, okay, what will their lives be like? What will the nation be like mm-hmm. if we allow this to continue to transpire?
Well, George, I think in large part here, I mean, tell me I'm wrong, parents are afraid of their kids. I mean, I hear stories, you know, where parents say, well, you know, I put it to my kid. I took away all his electronic devices. You know, walls were being broken and doors knocked down and stuff like, I mean, the fits that these kids are throwing, it's like, you know, the parents are going, what kind of disruption am I dealing with? But if we don't, you know, pause for a moment and understand, you know, it's all about pain. You know, it's the pain that you have in not doing something. So now you've deferred the pain. You kicked it down the, you know, down the road. So now you've got, you know, a 40-something-year-old that is a grown-up brat, out of control, loss of discipline, affected by the culture. Or you deal with them sooner. You know, like that old Pennzoil commercial says, you can pay me now or pay me later.
Yeah, and it's interesting, you know, I haven't even mentioned I've got another book coming out, you know, on July 4th called Fearless Parenting.
Mm,
and
yes,
Jenny Myers
perfect.
And I wrote that.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, you know, because it's exactly what you're talking about, where parents do fear what's going to go on in their children's lives, and the idea is, well, if I close my eyes, it'll go away.
Mm.
And the reality is, at some point, you're going to have to open your eyes, and what you were looking at before is going to be even bigger. And so the sooner that you deal with these things, the better off, not just for you, but for your children, for society, for the church. I mean, we're responsible for this. And someday God will ask us, you know, how did you deal with that?
Yeah.
What were you thinking when you ignored that? Did you really believe it would go away? And, you know, I've been doing this research long enough to be able to track what's been happening and say, no, you've got to deal with it as early as possible. And you've got to have the courage that, you know, God will work through you if you understand his principles, you care about those principles, you're committed to those principles, and you're trying to pass those principles along to your children. You have to be fearless in that process of raising children. It's not easy. It's getting harder every day.
Exactly.
But that just means that you have to be more diligent about the process.
Well, George, in the survey, and it's interesting because you and I've talked extensively about a biblical worldview and how that seems to be slipping through our fingers. And boy, I'll tell you, the harsh reality of this assessment is pretty stark. You say that those with adults with a biblical worldview, more than 9 out of 10 of these people, 93%, said culture leaves a negative imprint on children. So, and I would think that that would be the case because you have a biblical worldview, so you have an understanding. But to your point, what are you doing about it? Now, if you consider that only half, 48% of those with a secular worldview concur with that statement. So, you know, they have maybe a little bit of excuse. They're not quite seeing it because they're not spiritually connected, so they don't see the spiritual consequence. But those with a biblical worldview have, and you would say they have a bigger responsibility, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And here we've got to remember that culture is kind of the inescapable context in which we raise our children.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got to be looking at what does culture do to somebody? It leaves a mark. It leaves an imprint. It helps to shape them to become who they're going to be. But remember that we as adults are the ones who shape that culture. Mm-hmm. We're the ones who dictate what the culture is going to be. And so we've got to go back to what are our values and our core principles that we're trying to inject into that culture. And, you know, part of the survey, we looked at, you know, what do parents and other adults believe is most important for kids to have in order to succeed in life. Mm-hmm. And when we looked at things like understanding the life of Christ or simply reading the Ten Commandments or, you know, being exposed, not necessarily accepting, but at least being exposed to the argument for sexual abstinence,
mm-hmm.
we found that, you know, huge numbers, tens of millions of adults were saying, no, that's not nearly as important as, you know, being able to think logically or to solve basic math problems or to manage money well. Look, those things are great. But if you lose your soul in the process, what difference does it make if you die with a mansion and you got the Ferrari in the garage? I mean, those things ultimately don't matter when you lose your soul. And Americans are saying, nah, I'll take the Ferrari in the garage.
Boy, that's a sad commentary and the price that we're going to pay, George. Where can people go for more information, be connected with a survey, hopefully be shaped in some reality? Because, ladies and gentlemen, you know, the survey results are stark. I mean, it's pretty scary to see what's going on. And I believe it's an encouragement to all of us to step up and to turn to God and say, God, you know, give us boldness, give us courage to be so convicted of our biblical worldview that we are that difference. We're that salt and light to a society, but not only to a society and culture, but more specifically to the children that God has given us. Right, George?
Absolutely. Yeah. We've got this information at culturefaith.com, along with all of our other studies that help us to understand if culture is that inescapable context in which we all grow, what's going on in the culture. So hopefully that'll be helpful.
Amen. Executive Director of American Culture and Faith Institute, George Barna, on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, George.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
It's an